This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in July 31st. We're talking Wealth Minerals Limited. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WMLLF. You also can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol WML. And what they are a mineral resource company with a strong focus on lithium brines in Chile. And they're also on the acquisition and additional lithium assets in South America. The company has a portfolio of precious metals projects in Peru and Mexico. And with us today to talk about his company is the president, Tim McCutcheon. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's been a couple of months since you've been on the show. What is the current state of the company?
Yeah, so right now, what we've done is when we set up the platform to get into this space, pretty much a first mover in Chile, and we chose Chile because of the background of the management team, as well as a thought that Chile was going to be the premier jurisdiction for lithium production from brines, which accounts for about 50% of global production, and just a great place to work there. So we quickly scooped up a bunch of properties. We still selectively look at properties here and there, although the main focus of the company now is moving to a development stage. And so what you'll really see in all of our materials and the press releases coming out is the focus on Atacama, which is the world's largest salar under production today, which accounts for about a third of global production, as well as Laguna Verde, which is a much smaller asset, but there's just a lot more data on it, and so it's a little bit easier to advance from the get-go. So what you'll see is an increasing focus on work being done on those two assets and moving them forward through to development and onward to production. You know, the lithium space in general has taken a pretty big hit. So Wealth Minerals' stock price performance has not been great since the beginning of the year. No one in the company is happy about that, of course, but it does help to keep perspective on that. If you do a comparison between us and our peer group companies in the same space, pretty much every, you know, plus minus 3 to 5%, we're all down the same amount since January 1st of this year. So if it's across the board, then it's really a sector-wide issue and not a company-specific issue. So, you know, we just keep on doing what we've been doing for the past 2 years, which is executing on what we tell people that we're going to do, get the best assets and best people that we can, and move them forward. So where we stand right now is bringing in new people. We hope to announce soon in our local office in Santiago to move the properties forward. Ongoing conversations with strategic investors and potential consumers of lithium in our projects that we have, and you know, just making sure that the lines of communication are open with market participants, so they know that, you know, the share price volatility is not indicative of what's going on inside the company. And I might actually, it's not really indicative of what's going on in the lithium sector in general. Just as a brief aside, I had an industry phone call with a bunch of other lithium executives about 2 weeks ago, and, you know, pretty much it was a unanimous sort of understanding that consumers of lithium, meaning, you know, the big auto companies and the battery manufacturers, are woefully unprepared for sort of the supply crunch that's looming on the horizon. They really haven't quite figured this out. And I think it's just a mismatch of size. You know, when you're managing a multi-billion dollar multinational conglomerate, you don't really tend to think of a small, light metal, silvery thing that's hard to understand. And frankly, on the dollar terms, it's not very big relative to, you know, a $10, $20 billion company.
So the brines right now on the lithium, the price is down, but in general, minerals across the board are down, correct?
Yes, and you know, again, this is one of those things. You know, look, I was an equities analyst for many years, and you know, equity. The joke was that an analyst tells you today why their prediction yesterday wasn't right. And so, you know, a lot of what's going on in the market is just liquidity noise, and I think it's important to keep sight of that. The lithium market in particular is a very small market. I mean, only about 230,000 tons of this stuff is produced every year. So you know, there really isn't, it's not like, you know, in trading places where the guys are holding up their hands in a commodity pit and everything else. I mean, there's nothing like that. Most lithium is consumed through long-term contracts. There's a very marginal amount that's traded in any sort of, you know, market fashion. And it doesn't take a lot of volume to move the price of the product, you know, all over the place. So in 2017, there were a few guys who came in with a little bit of money, and all of a sudden the price went through the roof. And this year, some guys have come in with a little bit of money, and the price has come down. I think what's important to note is that it's come down, but it's still, you know, well north of anywhere where it was 2-3 years ago. So, you know, we're still talking about $15,000 a ton for lithium carbonate, which, you know, if you had said that number in 2015 or 16, people would have thought you were crazy. But that's the reality, is that we're in a whole new plateau.
What should we look for here in the next 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, so with Wealth Minerals, I think the key thing going on is that we are really intensifying a lot of the, it's like a chessboard, and there are a lot of pieces you have to put on, and sometimes you're, you know, the other side doesn't really react the way you thought they were, and then you have to rethink plans and whatnot. So, you know, we were going to drill on Atacama. The drill rig was on site. The community had a bunch of last minute questions that we thought we had addressed, but, you know, we're a public company. We're a Canadian company. We have to be very mindful of the fact that, you know, for all intents and purposes, we're a guest in Chile, even though we have a Chilean state partner there. So we took the drill rig off, began a new round of consultations with the local community. I think at the end of the day, it's going to serve Wealth shareholders' interests well, because, you know, you don't want to have a company that's not welcome in the community where it's working. And so we're working, basically, I think all of those issues that were brought up are very manageable. And we're working with them. And then the key thing, of course, looming in the background is Inami, which is the state mining company of Chile, which is our partner. And so, you know, when the government kind of rolls into community and says, look, this country needs this project because Chile really does have the chance to be, you know, the Saudi Arabia of lithium just because of its natural endowment. You know, the local community issues are important, but, you know, if the entire country's got to get a lot of tax revenue and create jobs, you know, the state's got to have a strong say in basically making sure this project goes forward.
You know, you were mentioned earlier about supply and demand, about lithium. You know, the industry is, I think, it's not going to have enough up there. I was reading an article in China that 1 out of 70 cars by 2020 are going to be electric. That being said, where's all this lithium going to come from?
Well, that's the whole thing. So I think, you know, so that's a great question, and tying it into this, you know, the earlier question of what's happening in the next 3 to 6 months is what you're going to see is us getting, you know, after a long way, finally getting forward to start drilling in Atacama, finally putting together all of the technical data we have on Laguna Verde. And so what's exciting about Wealth is that, take a step back, the lithium space in general was a theme play, right? People just wanted exposure to lithium, and they chose various stocks amongst that theme. We're no longer a theme play, right? We're a specific company that has to have metrics to perform on, and those metrics are going to be popping out of the company in the next 3 to 6 months at an increasingly rapid pace. So what's exciting is that finally the optionality, you know, is sort of baked into the cake, so to speak, of Wealth. You'll be a lot more able to value that optionality based on hard numbers, drilling results, you know, NPV results, recovery results. All of those hard numbers are basically on the horizon next 3 to 6 months. So, you know, we're just getting started with that. And you're right. I mean, the backdrop of all of this is that all of these people have all these wonderful plans of how they're going to make electric cars. And, you know, by definition, lithium-ion batteries can't exist without lithium. And so no one really knows in the industry. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, again, this phone call that we had with industry leaders 2 weeks ago, you know, we're sitting there listening to everyone, and there's not a single person on the call who has any clue about how this is going to work. So everyone loves the demand side. But at some point, these guys have got to realize they have to secure their supply chain. And that's happening. I mean, it's happening since the beginning of this year. But even BMW now is getting in on the act, moving upstream basically to make sure it has the supplies it needs to execute on its production plans. And we're seeing that across the board. I mean, Saudi Arabia now has put $1 billion into basically a rival to Tesla that they're going to be making cars in the U.S. You know, so the demand is very visible. What's not really clear is the supply. There's certainly enough lithium in the world to supply everyone 10 years out. What I'm talking about is the next, you know, 3 to 5 years when things start to kick in. And And that's what we hope to benefit from.
You've been listening to Tim McCutcheon. He's the president of Wealth Minerals Limited. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WMLLF. You also can find him on the TSX Venture up there in Canada under the ticker symbol WML. In closing here, Tim, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Look, the share price volatility is incredibly annoying. As a manager, it's very frustrating when, you know, the market is not reflecting sort of what's going on inside the company. What I just want to reassure your investors, look at the stock price chart, read the research that's available. You've read it, and it's all available, as you know, on the internet. And you will see that the theme, the reason why you want to be in lithium, is intact. Nothing there has changed. The Atacama Salar represents a third of global production. The production that's happening there right now is the lowest cost production in the world. We are just north of those production facilities, but we have pretty much the same geological unit. We expect to have the same geological characteristics. So, you know, the upside is tremendous, and you just have to sit there and read it all, and at whatever we're trading at now, 65, 70 cents, the upside, the optionality is huge relative to where we're priced right now. And that's why I just want people to take the time, do the internet searches, but you'll see that everything's intact. Everything for the past 2 years is intact, and in fact becoming more so as time goes on.
For my listeners, if you're looking to get into the lithium sector, look no further than Wealth Minerals Limited. Like I said, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol WML, also on the OTCQB, WMLLF. Tim, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in about 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on behind the scenes.
I'd love to. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.